KF Technology Group takes care of all of our computer needs here in studio as well as in our home office, service, sales. They do it all, and they take care of us because when it comes to, you know, I can punch into stuff, but I don't know what I'm doing, Linda. Without you guys, I'd be lost. Linda Lynch is the president of KF Technology Group. How are you?
I'm great, and you?
I'm doing very well. I have a story I got to share with you, and I'll share with our audience a little bit later on, but I think you'll think that it's funny. I wanted to talk to you about a contest that you were in, but before we do that, you're in a golf outing today, aren't you? Tell us about it.
I am. I'm going out to golf at Hawk Hollow with MSAE. We work with a lot of associations, so this year we're participating in their golf outing.
What's the MSAE?
That would be the Michigan Society of Association Executives.
Okay, and what do they do?
Well, it's an association that people who are involved in associations join to share best practices so that they can make their organizations better.
All right. So if I'm in an association that has an association with associations, I want to join that association.
Exactly.
I got you. You recently were in a contest to try and win a brand new car. Tell us about that.
Well, we work with a woman who helps technology companies with their marketing. And for the past 5 years, she's given away a luxury automobile to one of her clients. So to enter the contest, I needed to document all of the marketing we had done for the past year and the results we had gotten from it, and write an essay describing where we started and how far we had come using her materials. There were 20 entries. 7 of us were selected as finalists, and I was one of the finalists, mm-hmm. which meant that I had to make a 15-minute presentation at her boot camp, which had about 500 attendees. That's the most people I've ever gotten up and spoken in front of. And then one of us went home with an Audi.
$65,000
Audi. $65,000 Audi.
Now, for business owners and managers who would have to get up in front of 500 people, what was the experience like? What did you do to prepare, and did it make you nervous while you're going through the process?
I practiced. So this woman, Robin Robbins, that we work with, does a lot of presenting, and she never presents anything that she hasn't practiced. So I wouldn't dream of getting up to present to her members and to her without having practiced my presentation. So, you know, I wrote everything out and I went over it and over it and over it. And my marketing administrator, who went with me to the conference, was in charge of advancing the slides at the right moment. That helped me a lot because then I didn't have to deal with the remote. Mm-hmm. I also had recorded a 3-minute video. I play bass guitar, so I had taken the words to a song and changed them to be about Robin and about marketing. Mm-hmm. And I got together with a friend and her 2 sons, and we recorded the song on a little flip camera. And I played that as part of my presentation, and that was really the only part that made me nervous.
And so when you have to speak before a lot of folks, preparation is huge.
It
and the
is.
Practice will give you confidence.
It definitely does.
And the same could be said for meetings, to be organized, prepared, so the meetings don't fall into the category where you have the guy falling asleep and the guy interrupting
right.
and the guy who's not happy to be at the meeting and so on and so
right,
forth.
Right. And I do smaller seminars that might only be 25 people, but preparation is key there too. It really does help build your confidence. And when I don't prepare enough, I definitely know it.
How do you keep those meetings on track when you have to have those meetings, just to make sure you don't waste time and get off track?
Well, you have an agenda and you follow it.
What happens if people sidetrack you?
Well, then you just have to politely rein them back in.
You can't whack them upside the head with
a ruler.
Yeah,
and that depends on the meeting. You know, if it's a meeting with a prospect and they want to wander off another direction, then, you know, maybe you need to wander with them because they may have questions that you haven't thought of.
But although you had some fun putting that video together, having other ways to communicate your message beyond just the spoken word can help you communicate that.
It does. And actually, several of the presenters had some sort of video to go with their presentation.
All right. And you didn't have sour grapes about not winning, right?
No, I didn't. I thought the man who won deserved to win. Mm-hmm. He got better results for his company mm-hmm. than I got for mine, in spite of the fact that he was in Joplin and his business was destroyed by their tornadoes a year ago.
And there was a guy who was better. He thought he should have won.
He did think he should have won. But, you know, only one person can win. Only one out of seven. It was a great experience, and I can always enter again next year, and maybe I'll win.
What was the name of that website? Sourgrapes.com?
Or? I'm notbitter.com.
Linda Lynch is the president of the KI Technology Group. For all your computer needs, make sure you get a hold of Linda, and people can do that by?
They can give me a call at 517-333-6540.
All the computer needs for the Tony Conley Morning Show here in studio as well as in our home office are taken care of and supplied by the KI Technology Group. Thanks, Linda.
You're welcome, Tony.